Hello?
Hey, Al. Happy Friday.
Yes, happy Friday to you, too.
yeah, looking forward to the weekend. We had a pretty long week. After coming back from the holidays, we had a couple days off, like Monday, Tuesday. We had half day on Wednesday, and then, you know, like a four-day weekend for the most part. So getting back to business was like, oh, man, you know, especially after a long holiday, but all good. Friday now, so I'm happy.
Good.
Yeah.
Man, let me go back to your email because I had a couple questions.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I was gonna say, in the email, the first box to get started, you know, like, you know, it's $99 to get started. What about Google Ads?
Great question. Mm-hmm. So I'll be honest with you. All right. I just want to just kind of lay it down. Google, you could do Google Ads. We offer Google Ads, right? That's something I don't recommend. All right. If you're going that route, I recommend better what's called Google Verified, Google Guaranteed, which is a pay per lead service. Look, I've been here for 7 years, Al, and we're Google partners, we're Meta partners, and then we're also Yelp partners. I used to sell ads a lot, right? That's one of the things I would really recommend, but when I looked at the conversions on Google Ads are not so lucrative, because what happens is Google is expecting a minimum budget, and the minimum budget for our partnership with them is $300 in ads. And then each ad, it can vary from $5 to $10 a click. Okay, so what happens is when someone clicks on your ad, there goes $5 to $10, right? So not a lot of people, I mean, just kind of put yourself in that position, right? Like, when you're looking for something on Google, where do you usually look, or where do you usually, like, click on when you're looking for something? Let's say you're looking for a mechanic or a restaurant. Where do you usually look?
You know, I haven't paid attention to that. I think right, to their link. I guess to their link or maps, I guess.
Yes, there you go. You just said it. So maps is where 90% of people go onto the maps, okay? The sponsored section when it comes to the Google ad, that section, I mean, yeah, some people click on it, but most people go to the map. So that's why I offer the map section, get the optimization for that, which is more lucrative than the ads. Now, if you're looking for a pay-per-lead service, then Google Verified is where it's at. So let me send you an example of how that looks in your own area. So, for example, I don't know if you ever heard of the company A.B, May Heating and Air Conditioning? A.B. May, no?
Yeah, A.B. May, yeah.
Okay, A.B. May. Okay, gotcha. So I want to show you exactly how the Google Verified looks, so you can kind of have a visual of what I'm referring to. Now, the Google ad, once again, is just a sponsored ad. And then, once again, once they click on it, then there's an ad spend. So if you have a competitor that's malicious or nefarious, they're going to click on your ad, and then your ad spend is done. There's no way of controlling that or verifying if it's the customer or not. Now, that's why Google went to the Google Verified. So let me text you over how that looks. So if you were to go that route, I would recommend, and we could always do Google Ads if you like. That's not an issue. But I would highly recommend the Google Verified, which is it's called Google Guaranteed. It's just recently changed it to Google Verified. So I sent you a text message. If you open that up, it's gonna take you to the Google Business profile or the Verified profile for AB May, and then you're gonna see something. You'll see what I'm talking about, the Verified. So if you scroll down like a little bit more on that listing, you'll see where it says Verified, and there's a little blue check mark. Mm-hmm. And then it says this business has been verified by Google. So if you click on the details, there's badges of confidence, and then there's Verified. So for the Google Verified, you have to go through a screening process. They do a background check similar to what HomeAdvisor or Angie's Leads do, to make sure there's no murder, you know, a robbery, you know, crazy stuff like that on your record in the past seven years. And then what they do is they do require a license and insurance. And then once that's good to go, then you're paid per lead. So let me, I'll tell you exactly what a lead would be for your area. So if you were to go that route, I would recommend the Google Verified versus the Google Ads. But by all means, if you want to do the Google Ads, we can always do that as well. That would just be $300 on top of what the price point that I have there. But honestly,
the conversion rate for them ads are not even.
They're not that great. Honestly, mm-hmm. Facebook ad conversions are so much better than Google ad conversions, right? That's just the difference. And once we're like, okay, once I find that as a person, I want to give my clients what is actually going to be beneficial for their business, right? So when people ask for Google Ads, it's like, if you want that, I have it. That's not an issue, right? Like, we're pretty much, we have an open portfolio of things. But if you ask for my recommendation and what I feel is going to be most beneficial to your business, then I recommend, you know, the Google Verified or just obviously the optimization on the local map mm-hmm. section for Google. So
what do you know about data pins for Google?
Data pins.
Yeah, have you ever heard that term?
Data pins? No, maybe our technicians have, but I've been here for 7 years. I've never heard of data pins.
Okay.
No, maybe the terminology might be a little bit different. Yeah, that's okay. Yo, so what we do is the following, right? So you don't, correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't have a Google business profile, right?
That's correct.
Okay, gotcha. So here's
a nightmare.
Right. No, I get it. Trust me. And that's it's been happening a lot lately, and I think I explained it to you last time. But so what's happening is a lot of these businesses have a lot of AI going on, right? Or like a lot of businesses that are not legitimate, there's a lot of AI. So what Google's doing is they're cracking down more on businesses. They're suspending businesses, and then it's a process for them to get, you know, verified. So if you do it by yourself, sometimes you have some issues. We're partners, so what we're going to be able to do is if you submitted a Google business profile, right, then we would get it unsuspended. We will optimize it and make sure that it's being live and listed on Google. That takes, you know, when we have a client onboarding call with our technician, whether it's today or next week, you know, we do it with you on the phone. So that's how easy that process is. Yeah, so then once again, we would do what's called a NAPW. Another thing that I don't see for your business is you don't have a website, right, for the business?
Yeah, I don't have a website.
Okay, so we're going to include a website, and I think I did send you an example last time of the website or template, right, of, I believe so.
No, that's something that I would wanted to
Cool.
About was, I mean, I would like to see examples of websites that you do for HVAC companies.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll send that to you right now. Give me 1 second.
Can you send it to my email?
Yeah, absolutely. Give me 1 second. Okay. Yeah, so that's something so in order for you to rank on Google, we have to include a website, right? So you can get on Google and you'll be there for maybe a week, maybe two, if you're lucky a month, if Google doesn't index it or doesn't look at the backlinking and everything, then you won't stay there very long. So after you don't, because they look for a website, they look for a name, address, phone number, cleanup to make sure everything's consistent. So that's one of the things that we have to do in order to get you ranked on Google is get you get you a website. And our websites are fully customizable too. And, people can schedule an appointment for the website. You can upload YouTube videos or even just a bunch of pictures. There's no amount of content you can really have. So that's something that we're going to be able to do for you. And that's included in the package as well. So there's no extra cost. So $398 covers everything, right? So $398 to start, $299 every month after that. So, that's something that we're also going to be able to include for you as well. Give me 1 second.
How is it that Local Splash is able to keep it so low?
Great question. So, We don't get paid to maintain your listing on Google. And one of the things that, you know, we get paid as a company is since we're Google partners, we have our partnership with them. So we get funds from them as well. And then we're able to keep the cost low. So yeah. So like, you know how you have trouble with your Google business profile?
Uh-huh.
So Google's going to contact bigger companies, right? Google's going to work with Samsung, Apple, Coca-Cola, right? Like, these guys are spending a lot of money on advertising, right? So then they have partnerships like our company that partner up with them so they can get the small to medium-sized businesses. So to them, it's like, okay, these guys are helping me to get more business coming in through ads or whatever the case may be. All right, well, we're going to partner up with them and you know, give them a percentage. So we're able to do our thing to optimize you there and then obviously get you a better deal. If you were to go to Google directly for any ads or anything, they don't have a person that's really going to manage your account. Makes sense? Like, it's like pretty much you doing it yourself. So
being a Google partner basically is like they're being your supplier basically, and they help so you can help other like the smaller companies.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So
you have your pricing. Okay, I get you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Me as being a Linux dealer, I get pricing different than a regular customer.
Exactly. That's what it is, right? It's like
okay, that makes sense.
When you go to Home Depot and you're like a pro and you have better, you know, deals on the bulk material, you know what I mean? Versus if you were just a consumer, kind of the way that kind of like we see it or the way that it's kind of be explained. So I just sent you an email right now. It's just literally the link. You click on the link and then it'll show up the website. So this is just an example. That link, obviously, you have your services, home services, and we do an actual section for each service as well. And then we'll do the about us, your gallery, and then the contact. People can leave you a review directly from the website too. So that's one thing I highly recommend as well, is once we get you ranked on Google, is to get a lot of the reviews. You got a couple reviews on other platforms like Angie's, I think. So those reviews.
Yeah, I got like two on Angie's, I should have had three on Google when it was up. So, I was getting my reviews going, but
yeah,
have you heard of Go High Level platform?
No, what is that?
I don't know how to explain it, but
mm-hmm.
So they offer automations. I can use it as a CRM.
Oh, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. What else? So it actually like
invoicing and stuff probably too, or no? Invoicing.
Yes, I can do invoicing everything there, but it's all in one platform, which I can actually create my own website, which I was working on. Mm-hmm. But you know that's very time-consuming.
Yeah, and most definitely. You know, the way that I see it is that at the end of the day, you know, you want to really focus on servicing your clients and just. You know, it's like the way that I see it is like, look, I can cut my own grass, right? And I can you know, do my own landscaping for the most part. Do I have time to do that? No, I want to spend weekends with my daughter. You know, I got an 11-year-old daughter. I want to spend time with her and my wife, you know? So it just depends on what you're trading your time for, you know? So I could possibly do my own haircut. I've tried it before. I've done it, but it just takes so long. It's like, why not go to my barber and then just get it done within, you know, 15, 20 minutes versus, you know, trying to do it myself for an hour. Like, it doesn't. So, you know, I think that's what it is.
Another thing, apologies for interrupting, sorry, but
no, you're
before
fine.
I forget, another thing is, so I tried another agency before and they were able to create a website, but it's sort of like on a different type of domain. Would you guys be able to delete everything that is duplicated related to my name? Or to
yeah, so absolutely. So let me ask you a question. So is the domain still active from that other website you have or no?
Yeah, I believe so, but they never gave me how could I?
Like credentials to get into your domain?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, but okay. Do
so
you know if you
look up Dino Heating and Cooling, not the .net because that one is from like New York, but it goes to USA something like All Contractors USA. Because I was working, their name is DG Era Pro. I don't think they were even based in U.S.
No, DG Aero Pro. DG Era?
Yeah, DIGI.
DIGI. Oh, and how do you, Era, you said? Oh, Era Pro.
Yeah,
I see it. Yeah, I see that now. Hold on, let me see. Let me see these guys. Okay. Let me see. No, I don't want to claim. It's asking me for a Black Friday deal. Okay, yeah, I'm looking at their website right now. Yeah, these guys are not partners. They're not Google partners.
They said they were.
They're on Google. Yeah, but I don't see that they're partners. It says, let me see, give me 1 second. Partners. No, they're, if you look at their website, they're partners with Positive SSL. Okay, I don't know what that is. True Pilot Meta. Okay, and they run Yelp optimization. So I guess they're Yelp partners. You could see that. But as far as Google partners, it's not on their website. It doesn't, like, about us, it doesn't have a Google partnership. They are on Google, though. Which is good, at least. And they're New York. Newburgh, New York. Yeah, so, I mean, did you purchase... So here's two questions that I have for you. Did you purchase the domain from them, or were they just like...
Yes.
Did you buy it out? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't even know how to get to that.
Okay. Yeah, so there's two options you have, right? We can... So as far as a domain, we can actually purchase a new one for you, and that's included within our package, and start you fresh with no, you know what I mean, with nothing tied up to what it is online. And then getting that new domain, it'll be as similar as possible to the business, right? I'm pretty sure that there's very few companies that have the same name as you. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Dyno Heating and Cooling LLC. Maybe some people have it without an LLC or whatever the case may be. So we'll find one that's similar to that, and then we'll create you a brand new website fresh. If you want to use that other domain, you would have to have the username and password to get into it, right?
Mm-hmm. I actually have one that is HVACDino10.com. That's actually my domain, and I do have access to that one.
Okay, HVACDino10, like the number 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me 1 second. 10, HVACDino10, and then at, I'm sorry, what was that?
The .com, HVACDino10.com.
Okay. Yeah, I see that. Hablamos Español.
Sí.
All right. You speak Spanish. All right, cool, man. That's awesome. I speak Spanish as well. Okay. Yeah, I see that. Yeah, it's still live. I think you were trying to do this yourself, right?
Which one is it?
The dino10.com? The HVAC Dino 10. Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did that with GoHat. That's my landing page.
Right, your landing page, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The image doesn't come up at the – yeah, I see. We can use that domain, absolutely. Absolutely we can. All we would do is just put in our content on that domain, the example that I put. And then obviously in our onboarding call, Al, so just so you know, we would be able to have you with our technician, and they'll be able to do that website with you as well. So if you have pictures, if you have the logo with the little dinosaur and the wrench and the screwdriver, we can put that there. So, you know, that's not an issue whatsoever. And the cool thing is with our app, we're one of the few companies that has a local Splash app. We have a dashboard. You can go in there and you can upload and change content yourself. Like it's user friendly. So if you're a person that's very hands on, you can go in there and do that yourself. If you're a person that's like, hey, I'd rather have someone do it, then you can request a technician and they'll be able to help you with that. So it just depends on what kind of individual you are. Hands-on or just hands-off for the most part, you know? So, yeah, we'll be able to include that for you. So, yeah, just to recap, what this would include is obviously getting your Google Business Profile suspended and active, getting you programmed in on Google as far as your keywords in the area. And I believe last time we spoke, you did mention that you do travel a little bit more, but not – you don't want to go too further out. Give me 1 second. I think I have
– maybe it's like – 20-mile range from...
Yeah, there you go.
I'm right outside the Kansas City area, but if you pin just Kansas City, which is like the middle point of the metro,
right?
If you do 20 miles, I think we can start off with that.
Okay. Yeah, we can definitely do that. Yeah. So, I mean, as far as, you know, getting everything set up is fairly quickly. You know, our goal here is to make sure that you're being programmed exactly how you want to be programmed. That's our main objective here. So as far as like, you know, like the hours of operation and, you know, the services you want to offer. I think last time we spoke, you're pretty much doing everything. Like you're doing installs as well, right?
So we do new construction.
Okay.
We can do, retrofits.
Okay.
Sales. And that's what I want to focus more on too, is just generating new leads and have a comfort advisor out there and do his thing so we can do more sales and installs.
Gotcha.
I do have a service tech, so available, so we can also do service. I haven't gotten with him about emergency service since it's only one guy. So emergency service, like 24/7, is I don't think would be an option for us at this at this time. But
I
mean, for a start, I think it helps out.
Here's the thing. The good thing is about your Google Business Profile and the optimization is you can always add and remove keywords as you please.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is basically we give you like general I enter right now in the notes like general keywords of things you do, like install, right, service, things like that, new construction. And then what happens is our technicians go into the Google's back office to figure out how people are actually searching online. So that's what we do. We're not just going to second guess or like, hey, good luck, hopefully this works. We want to make sure that we're actually getting
How many keywords do you guys do in Google?
Great question. So it's anywhere from 17 to 20. That's about an average of what, you know, people are really searching for the most part when it comes to an industry. Mm-hmm. We can always put more, but, you know, that's with the sweet spot within the 17 to 20 keywords. So that's about 20 services you would offer. So I think that's about right about, you know, if you're doing the install service, you see what I mean? Types of services. You did mention your licensed and insured as well, right?
Yes, licensed
for the business.
Insured.
Yeah. All right. So for your Google Business Profile, I wanted to ask you, so you did mention you did or you didn't want to put like, emergency services or 24 hours.
I do not.
Okay. Got it. So do you want to just list your business for certain hours? And keep in mind, one thing I always suggest to my clients, Al, is that, you know, when you have the hours of operation on your Google Business Profile, that's mainly for people to call you. Makes sense? Because it's very rare that people that say, hey, you know, I want this done like right now, unless it's an emergency. And obviously you can specify that you don't do that. But what hours would you like really want to get those phone calls? And it's like Monday through Friday, maybe from 7 to 7.
Well, I guess it can be like from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. maybe. Or
there you go. Smart man.
At least to cover all the days.
Yeah. No, you're right. You know, here's the thing. I've been here for 7 years, right? And I talk to a lot of clients. And I kid you not, I have clients that are like, oh, just put me from, you know, 9 in the morning to like 4 p.m. I'm like, do you understand that in my head? And I kind of explain it to them that people get off of work, 5, 6, 7, you know what I mean? So when people get off work, that's when they want to really focus on things that, you know, they speak to the wife, hey, the AC is not working, or the heating, the furnace, whatever, you know? So you're cutting yourself short to other competitors by you having your hours being listed a little bit less than other companies out there, you know?
I agree. Mm-hmm.
So, but is it Monday through Sunday, or is it just Monday through Saturday? What hours
Monday
would you
through
like?
Saturday?
Monday through Saturday. Okay, gotcha. So, all right, so we'll list that from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. And then as far as the target area, you said you about a 20-mile radius, right?
Correct.
Gotcha. All right. And then I did see that you have a couple other listings out there. I do notice that you do have – give me 1 second. I did a deep search earlier. You do have a Facebook business profile, right? Yep.
That is correct, yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I do see that. And I see that you have a couple things on it. That's pretty cool. You have, like, little schedule tune-up with the little video. That's pretty cool. All right. Yeah, I see that. All right, cool.
Is it all blue?
Yeah, it's all blue.
That's another guy that I tried, but it didn't work out. Like, I had no calls at all. I mean, the views from the – if you looked at the views
mm-hmm.
for the Facebook, they were great, but, I mean, views don't give me calls, right?
Yeah, what you need is you need leads that convert in, you know, calls that convert into leads, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Well, the good thing is that you do have the Google Business Profile, which is good. All right, so I'm jotting that down. And then as far as a couple other things I just wanted to ask you, so that domain that you have, so you did mention that domain is, you do have credentials to that domain, like for the...
Yes.
You do. Okay, gotcha. So is that the domain you feel like you want to have for your website?
I mean, what do you recommend? It's already there. Would that accelerate?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to accelerate your process at all, will it?
No, it's preference for the most part. No, it's not going to hinder or it's not, you know, if you feel comfortable having your own domain, then that's great, especially if you have the credentials. So I would prefer that way. I would recommend that way. That way it's like your domain, your credentials, right? So, you know,
yes.
You're used to it, so we can definitely use that.
And it's already tied into my CRM, so.
Perfect. There you go. So that works even better. So there you go. All right, so we'll use that domain as well. And then one of the things I wanted to ask you is as far as you're, like, you taking calls and stuff like that, you're bilingual, right? So just Spanish as well, so I can put you down for that.
Yes.
Okay, cool. That's awesome.
And then it would be another phone number since it's connected to my CRM as well instead of this direct line.
Okay, gotcha. So for just people to call you in general, or
yeah.
Right? Do you want
mm-hmm.
to? Okay, gotcha. So what number do you have so people can call you?
Give me one sec.
Sure. Yeah, thanks for letting me know that.
Well, the thing is that, like, that's what Go High Level does is
tracking.
Yes,
yeah.
It does track, and then I can have automations with AI and continue.
Ooh, nice. High Level. I got to check it out. I love
go,
looking at
yeah,
things
it's called
like that.
Go High Level. Yeah, it's pretty,
go
it's
high
pretty
level.
Cool.
High Level. Okay. Oh, okay. I got to check. I love doing research on new things. I mean, this is something I talk to my boss a lot, and, like, we've implemented so many different things, too, like, for our clients. Like, one of the things that our clients were asking for was just, an app, right? And not a lot of companies have an app out there, so we invested tons of money in our app. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
little things that can help our clients really track what's really going on with their leads and everything else. So,
And so it automatically has automations where it creates the contact, their Gmail, their address is
shared. Oh, wow.
And from there, it actually, if they went to the landing page, it sends them a text message automatically. Thank you for choosing. Someone will reach you out. And you can all edit that. And then if they decided not to, like, go with you, 24 hours later, it'll automatically send them an email. Hey, what did you think about our service? Stuff like that.
Gotcha. That is so cool. And does it help you with reviews as well to generate, like, do you
yes.
have, like, review link? Oh, that's
yeah,
great.
Like,
okay, that's cool.
For example, I can set up the automation if, so once they fill out the form,
mm-hmm.
it sends a text message to my sales guy, hey, reach out and schedule an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
If that would have happened, then it actually, I can create an appointment for the service tech guy.
Mm-hmm.
Once it hits complete, it sends a text message to the customer to add their review. It sends the link to the Google review.
Gotcha. Okay. That is really
cool.
Yeah,
you should check it out. It's for people that know how to use it and they're experts, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So I've been learning about this thing.
Yeah, that's really good to know. I mean, that's one of the things that it just helps with just simplifying things, you know, especially if you got a lot going on. It just makes life a lot easier instead of doing everything manually. So that's what our business owner, the CEO of the company, right? He's the owner and the CEO. So he's huge on that. So he automates everything for us. Like when we create profiles and everything, it's just so much easier than typing it in. It just fills it out for you. Like it's so good.
Mm-hmm. And it has like 24/7 customer support. So you just log in and tell them that you'll need support, and it automatically opens a site, and everything is on a video call, and then they'll just show you everything that you need to do and share their website, or you'll share your screen with them.
Okay.
And, and you can have as many customers as you want on your profile.
Interesting. There's no limits to that. Okay.
Well, it depends on the plan. So right now, only like $97 per month, but I can still do a lot with it.
Yeah, gotcha. Oh, that's really cool.
I think it's in that one website.
Your number? The number that you're... All right, in the...
I think it's 913-364...
Oh, I see it now. I see it.
9502.
9502, yeah. Gotcha. All right, cool. So we'll use that one. And then, so give me one second. And then Al, is that your name, Al, or is it Alvin, or?
It's Alvaro.
This is just Alvaro. Okay, Alvaro. Okay. Mm-hmm. And just for account purposes, Alvaro, I don't need, obviously, where I can share this on Google. What's your last name?
Ortiz. O-R-T-I-Z.
Ortiz. Okay. Alvaro Ortiz. Okay. All right, and then so as far as give me one second, Ortiz. Okay, but this is your cell phone number, right? Like, this is not the business line.
Yeah, the one that.
Got it. Makes sense. Okay, cool. So we'll do that.
So with Go High Level, you can download an app. Mm-hmm. And all the notifications come to that app, and we can upload pictures to that in case of a service.
Yeah.
So everything that I receive through that number will stay in that application, or I can go into my laptop and figure everything from there.
Got it. That's really cool. Okay, so I'll just put here that you have your own tracking number. No, has his own tracking number. Okay. And then you did mention you submitted a Google business profile already, correct? Like it's already in the works. Okay. So, yes, but currently, I put notes here for the technician so then that way he looks into it and figure out, like goes into the back office, figure out what's going on with your business profile. And then, you know, it just kind of gets them ready for that. And then, let's see. Got Facebook link, building a website. Okay. All right. So, I got everything pretty much created for that profile. The only thing I want to just really get with you on is when would you have time for a technician to reach out to you? So here's what I got as far as scheduling. Give me one second. Are you a Chiefs fan by chance? Chiefs?
Well, I used to until they pretty much handed over the Super Bowl last year.
What happened, right? Like, man, yeah, I saw that. It wasn't even an exciting. I'm a Raiders fan, so I'm never gonna win, right? But,
but I mean, there's been a great rivalry between the Chiefs and the Raiders, right? And it's always a nice, an exciting game, guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, it's like, I mean, you can tell now it's, so like I was on Twitter and I was watching a game with the Bills and the receiver was like 20 yards away from the touchdown. He just like literally stepped outside to the sideline
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, it makes it even doubtful how these bets are.
Oh,
changing the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of money tied up to it. A lot of money tied up to it.
And I used to be a very, like a Mexican that I am, you know, boxing is always.
Oh, don't even get me started, man. the whole Canelo and Terrence Crawford, that is, I don't know. Canelo looked weak. He didn't look like himself. Like, look, Canelo hasn't been the same for a couple years. So I feel like, obviously, yeah, things have changed. He's gone slower and so forth. But he completely got dominated from someone that's, like, he was heavier than him. You're how many weight classes? 3 weight classes? And you can't, like, you look horrible. I don't know, man. Maybe it was staged for them to have a rematch and Canelo. I don't know. I don't even trust boxing anymore. Then you got the YouTuber boxers.
It's like, man, I used to like it, and it's like, there's no more, you know, like back in the early 2000s, late 90s, you know, Pacquiao.
Oh, Pacquiao is he's my favorite all-time fighter, personally.
Morales and
Barrera.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, all them fighters that actually went at it, that was the emotion, you know, that's what made it great. But there is no pride and honor anymore.
No, there's not. And people, I feel like they dodge fights, you know. Like, I've always wanted to see Benavides and the what do they call him? The monster? The Mexican monster, I think? Yeah. I wanted to see him and Canelo. I'm like, hey, look, if this guy, you know, I want to see him fight.
Oh, yeah,
like,
and then Canelo just, he's just worried about the money. I mean, I guess. It's,
exactly.
And then they want to call him like he's one of the best of all times. It's like, whatever.
No. No. He's, you know, I was talking to my dad. I mean, look, I'm going to be a Mexican fighter fan regardless, right? It doesn't matter if, you know, like there's a couple, you know, fighters that I like that are not Mexican, but it's very rare. I always go for the Mexican fighter.
Of course.
You know, he's never going to be near Chavez, you know, he's not going to be he's not at that level, and he dodges a lot of fights, I feel, and to be an undisputed, you know, champion, I don't even think Floyd is like the best. I feel he's a guy that dodges, like, I don't know if you're talking about your last name is Ortiz, you know who Victor Ortiz is, that one fight where he just kind of got back into the ring and
right?
sucker punched him?
I was watching, I actually watched that fight and you're like, what the heck? I don't know. It's just, it's all fake and stuff. So it's like,
no,
I just watch football because, so it's like my next door neighbor, he's Mexican, but then we started kicking it with some white guys on the other street, and they're always watching sports. So we just get together, drink beer, and watch football, and
just
to hang out and have a couple beers, you know, get out of the house. But not all interested in fake sports anymore.
No, no, you're right. Same thing. Like, I used to be excited to watch boxing matches, and now it's like, you know, one of my really good, I love Tank Davis and the way his fighting style. Then his last fight, it was just like, he was off. Like, I feel like he was in, and then he retires. Like, and then he tries to fight Jake Paul, and I just lost interest. I'm like, man, are you kidding me?
Which is when YouTubers can fight.
No, man.
Like,
come
Jake
on,
Paul and
Tyson?
Mike Tyson. Like,
really? That was a joke.
And Mike Tyson was a beast.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
And then money. I guess he needs money.
Money talks, man. Money talks. I mean,
it's a money talks and bullshit walks.
That's absolutely right, man. It's absolutely right. That's why when any of these fights, I don't get excited. And the UFC, like, I watch that every so often. Basketball, man, my Lakers is just like, I know the season's starting and everything, but it's, I don't know. Football's what I'm sticking to, but it sucks because my team that I've been born and raised, like the Raiders, they, man, they, They're horrible. Like, man, like, you can't even get a win. Like, it's crazy, man. Anyhow, but you got some wins under your belt for the with Mahomes and all that.
Yeah.
With the Chiefs. Crazy. Crazy. All right. I was looking at the calendar for the onboarding with one of our technicians. So I do got a couple slots in today, but I don't know what your availability is, or I got a full schedule on Monday. So I do got one at 12 noon today, 1:30, and then 2:30. What would work for you?
I can do 12, but before any further ado, what can you tell me a website that you guys have created already?
Yeah, like send you.
Send them over so I can check them out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll be honest, like the preview that you sent me, there's something about that little square for that where the logo goes that I'm not all into that. Is that something that can change?
Yeah, once again, you can when we do your onboarding call, you can sit with the technician and you can customize it however you want. Right? Some people are just very like, okay, I'm not really focused on a website, not really into that, and that's fine. You know, if the client gives us the approval, then we'll be okay with that, right? If you want to make it more customized where, you know, it's a lot different, then you can also do that as well. So it just depends on the client, right? If you want to do changes and make it a little bit more customizable to what your liking is, you can absolutely do that. So there's no like, so there's no worries about that. You're actually gonna give us the final say about your website before it's done. You see what I mean? So we're not gonna publish it unless it's ready to go. So don't worry about that. Once again, you are able to modify different things on your website as you please. So there's no like real, you know, issue about that at all whatsoever.
Okay.
That's not an issue. So you said 12 today, right? You mentioned?
Yeah,
12 today. Okay. So then I'll do this. I'm going to send you a quick email real quick. Is this the email that we have on file, the Dino HVAC 10 at Gmail, right? Okay, got it. So I just want to send you an invite to our technician. And then, I forgot to put this here. Alvaro Ortiz. Okay. Yeah, whatever happened to Victor Ortiz? I actually liked his fighting. Like, he was pretty good.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was. And then
after Mayweather, he wasn't the same anymore. And it's not like, you know, how Chavez retired. And I can't remember his name, but the Olympic guy, when they stopped the fight at the very, like 10 seconds of the 12th round, you know, it's not like he had a beating. What was his name?
Chavez, you mean? Or who?
Yeah, Chavez retired.
Oh, De La Hoya.
No, he retired someone else.
Oh, okay. Because they know he was an Olympic. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the Golden Boy.
I can't remember his name.
It wasn't like Caleb Plant or any of those guys, right? Like, no, mm-hmm. Right? Because I know that.
Medrick Taylor.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
You never seen that fight?
No, I don't think so.
Check it out on YouTube.
Okay, yeah. I love watching. I'd rather watch older fights on YouTube than newer fights, to be honest.
Yeah, I think he retired him. And, I mean, they actually fought up again, but he wasn't the same after that. But, you know, he fought against Chavez and he got a beating, so. And Victor Ortiz did not get a beating. I mean, he just got knocked out for being careless, but.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be a couple fights coming on. I don't know if you knew that you got Pitbull, the Mexican fighter, right? And then you also got, goodness gracious, who's the other guy? He was fighting some other guy. very known. And then you got Teofimo, but I don't think he's Mexican. Teofimo, I think he's, I don't know, I'm not quite sure. Yeah, there you go, Central American. He's going to fight Shakur. That's going to be pretty interesting. So that's going to be okay. I want to see a rematch between Canelo and Crawford. I feel like they did it,
but then Canelo is going to come back and win and look like a superhero.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking it is, because there were some rumors, according to him, he got paid to lose. I don't know, like, maybe, I believe it too, like, because he didn't look anything like, he looked super weak. I'm like, you're getting dominated by this? Don't get me wrong, Terrence Crawford is good. I like his fighting, right, his fighting style, but it's, para tanto, it didn't make any sense, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. So. All right, let's see, got that going on. All right. And then I'll put here, you're also bilingual, because we got technicians and, you know, they speak both languages as well. All right. All right, so we got pretty much everything done for the most part. The only thing we got to do is just read what's called the 90-second voice verification. This is pretty much for your protection, cross the T's, dot the I's. And then your onboarding call. I sent you an email. Did you get that by chance? For today at noon. It should be in the Dino HVAC10@gmail.com.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did? Okay, sounds good. All right, that's really good. You got that. Okay, so I have you at that price point of $398. So how would you like to secure that? Would that be a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
I need to see the website, Chris.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're okay. You're still on the website. Gotcha. Okay. Give me one second. Let me grab that from my supervisor real quick. So the thing about me, I'm not able to access like a lot of accounts just because of the policy. So I'll get that to you right now.
I just want to see how they look.
Okay. So, yeah, absolutely. I was gonna show you. Oh, actually, better yet, hold on. Let me see. Better yet, I think I have one recently that our tech was working on. Okay. Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't know that it was something that you were wanting. Okay, I see what you mean. All right. Okay. Here's one. Actually, this is a company that's using Google Verified. Where are you? Email or text?
Email, please.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. So let's see. HVAC Dino. Where'd you get the little logo from? The little dinosaur. That's pretty cool.
Oh, that.
Like
the guy that was doing my Facebook, he created it, so his pricing included that.
Gotcha. Okay.
And it goes with a name, so a dinosaur.
Right, of course. So here's one example. This is one guy that's doing Google Verified. This guy's spending about $5,000 in Google Verified leads. So that's just an example. Here's another one. Oh, here's another one. This is a pest control one. You can just kind of check it out. Once again, it's up to however you want to do it, right? It's, you know, it's not nothing set in stone as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
I sent you another one that's also pest control one. And then you can have the images come together or, you know, however you like. people can schedule an appointment directly from them. So it's just how much work you really want to put into it as far as, like, the content that you want to put on there.
Okay. And what about, do you guys do also the separately, like, just the Google Verify?
What do you mean the Google Verify?
Just manage the Google profile? Just doing it all in one package, like, include the website?
Yeah, this is the lowest entry-level package to start. So That's the lowest price point we have. The other packages include the Google Verified. If you want to run Yelp ads, Google ads, we also have, Amazon, but that's, I don't know. It's HVAC and Amazon doesn't really, I don't know, you know, it's maybe for like different types of businesses.
Okay. But I guess any questions about the website, those will be answered with.
Yeah, with the technician. Absolutely, yeah. So you're going to have a technician that's going to be assigned, and that's what we have the onboarding call later on at 12. And then you're going to be able to, you know, give them ideas of how you really want your website. They could even do a screen share with you.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, you're obviously the owner of everything, right? The thing is, we just want to make sure we make it however you like, right? And you can make changes as well. So nothing's like you're set in stone or stuck, you know.
All right.
All right, so, okay. Let's see, putting this here. All right, so, and then I just want to verify the address. So we're not going to showcase, obviously, the address, but I got you at 1804 162nd Street, right? Is that correct?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, Basor. Is that how you pronounce it, Basor?
Everybody just says Basor, just shorter
Basor,
on the O.
Baser. Yeah, gotcha. Baser. Okay. Cool. I'm like, I don't know if I'm saying it, but sure. Anyhow. All right. Cool. So we do have to provide you also security questions. So when we call you from Local Splash, you get to choose a security question, which is you can choose from three things: your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like to use for a security question?
So it's a maiden's name, pet's name, and what else?
Yeah, your mother's maiden name, your pet's name, or the city you were born in.
Oh, let's do city born.
Okay, what city was that?
El Paso,
Texas. Oh, you're from El Paso. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What brought you to what took you to Kansas? Yeah.
My brother moved over here with a friend from high school.
And really?
We came in for a vacation one time, Mom and I, and he told us just to stay. So we stayed.
Let me ask you a question and just be honest, okay? How do you, El Paso, because I got a lot of friends that moved out there to, like, Austin. I mean, just Texas in general, right? Texas, for the most part, is the same, right? So, you know, they like it, but then moving from that to Kansas, I know it's a different world, different change, because you got more Latinos, I would assume, in Texas than you would over there, right? So, like, how's your take on living there now? Like, do you like it? Is it more peaceful? Like, what's, you know?
Well, I've been here since 12, and every time that we try to be there, like, once a year in El Paso and Juarez, and then I also have family in Dallas, but I kind of like the more out here is more laid back, kind of deal. More Kansas City for many years was still, they called it a country city because, I mean, you're in downtown and then 10 minutes out, you're all of a sudden in a farm and there's cows and horses still.
Right. So, okay.
But I actually like it more country, more, because I grew up in a smaller town outside of Kansas City.
Okay.
And, I actually prefer it that way. I'm not a city guy at all. At all.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that.
I get frustrated with traffic and it's not all me.
Yeah, so, no, I agree.
Yeah, every time that we go to Dallas it's crazy, or we go to El Paso, it's just staying in the line and to make it from Juarez to El Paso is like an hour and a half, 2 hours, but I'm like, sometimes I do want to go back, and then sometimes I'm like, I mean, I've already been here more than half of my life, so.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I was, so one of the things that, you know, I lived in Cleveland, Ohio for a few years, and the only thing that our company is located in California, so obviously all the Google partners are in California, so I'm in California as well, right? So, I have a 11-year-old daughter, so I there's no way I can move. I did that earlier in my previous company. I was there for 7 years, and then this company been here for 7 years. But when I had my daughter was one when I moved to Cleveland, Ohio, because of my previous company. It was just for a short period of time. There was pros and cons. The weather out there, it snowed like crazy. I'm not really a fan of snow, especially born in California. It was a huge difference. But I just love the pace of life. So I miss that so much that what I did here in California, we're located in Orange County. So I don't know if you heard of like Anaheim, Disneyland area. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Orange County is a very busy city, just like LA, right? You have so much traffic. It's ridiculous. Everything's kind of bunched up together. So, you know, what I did is I moved to the high desert, which is, it's a city called Apple Valley. And you have Hesperia, Apple Valley, and then also Victorville. So it's about an hour and a half from Orange County, but the city is just much, much more laid back. Like, I love that. So that's why I missed about Ohio, with that you had more of a kind of peaceful life, not the hustle and bustle of the city and things that. And that's what I love about this. Like, there's no crazy high buildings or, you know, like so much traffic. It's just so much more spread out. And the cost of living here compared to Orange County, even though it's still California, obviously, but it's much better. So I was able to purchase an acre of land, an acre of land in Orange County, it's unheard of. It'd be impossible. There's nothing.
Maybe like three or four times more.
Oh, I mean, well, even the land, there's no more land to really build on. Like, people are tearing down older, you know, like Kmarts and stuff, like, to build new apartments. You see what I mean? So you can't really get an acre of land in Orange County. So here, having an acre of land is just like, man, you have your peace, you're spread out, like you're able to really enjoy your home versus having a home that's $1 million that's literally a shack. Alvaro, like, it's a shack, and it's a $1 million shack that's built in 1949. Like, you see what I mean? Like, why would you pay $1 million for a shack? So that's one of the things that's one of the things that had me move out here. But one of the things I was thinking about is just moving out to maybe a different state once my daughter turns 18. Once she turns 18 and like, hey, you know what? I've been here to support you. You know, now if you want to stick with dad or mom, it's completely up to you. I can visit you. You can visit me. But I was either thinking about Texas or just different places, like somewhere where it's more, you know, your money goes a long way. And I don't know about Kansas. I don't know if it's an expensive state. But
it's getting expensive. I'll tell you that.
it is?
Oh, yeah. It's getting a little bit more expensive out here. Yeah, because just in the area where I live, it's just, you know, Bay Sur is not very big. We're 12 minutes from KCK, which is Kansas City, Kansas. But in 3 years, you would have never hear about a new home built go for over 400. They were maybe 280, 325. Now they're 400K.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Even 500K. So,
yeah.
There's a lot of people that there's a small town, another smaller town, a little bit southwest from where I live. It's called DeSoto, Kansas. There's a lot of people from California that moved out here, mainly from Zacatecas and Jalisco.
Okay.
Back in the day, Kansas was more Chihuahua and Durango.
Interesting.
And the south of KCK is like Olathe, Kansas. That's more Veracruz and more of the southern people from Mexico. I mean, somehow there's communities created.
Yeah.
In the most part, but yeah. Now it's, there's been a more Central American community growing here. It was very rare that you would see someone from El Salvador or from Guatemala.
Okay.
I mean,
there were
very few. Now you see them more, but.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. It's growing a lot.
Yeah. And the weather doesn't snow out there, does it?
It just snowed about 8 inches on Tuesday, I think.
Interesting. Okay.
I think we got like 6 inches. It doesn't snow like it used to snow.
Okay, got it.
Years back when I first lived, when I first got here back in 98, 99, I mean, in one winter we would get easily maybe 24 inches or more.
Really? Okay.
Oh yeah, and it would rain for 4 or 5 days. It's like you would not see the sun.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, but now, yeah, it doesn't. I mean, it only snowed for one day this week, and we were gonna get some snow tomorrow, but then it cleared up. So,
gotcha.
But the storms,
yeah.
I didn't know about freezing rain until I moved to Kansas. I didn't know what it was, but. Yeah, it gets black ice, all that.
Oh yeah,
that you see, it gets pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's when I went to Cleveland. It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, they're expecting a storm, and you go to Walmart, and there's no more cereal and bread and milk. And
oh wow, like that? Okay.
Oh yeah, like that. Yeah, because people just stay in. But
wow,
I like to just get a. You know, my truck is 4x4, so. And my daughter is the same as I, and we're like, we need to go out, let's just go to Starbucks or something, and we'll be in the snow. Like, last year, December or January, we had a really bad storm, and we was out, my daughter and I, and we just helped other people get unstuck or whatever, and just for the heck of it, just to do something. I just can't stay home, dude.
Really? Okay. And I'm the opposite. So I'm scared of the snow. And I was in Cleveland, Ohio. I had a 98 Honda Civic. So that's not going to go very far. You know that. So,
it's so low.
It's so low. and then you see these other, like, I'd be driving so, like, yeah, I've never driven in the snow for the most part. So I went out there. I thought it was like rainbows, unicorns. It's going to be like California, obviously not being naive of the weather. And it freezing rain, black ice and, no, all that. That's all real. And then you have the lake effect. So you have Lake Erie, which is close to Cleveland.
True, right?
And that makes it worse for the weather. And, it gets real. So as far as driving, I would just, like, I'd be scared. I'd be white-knuckled to the steering wheel. And then you see these 4x4 trucks or, like, SUVs, you know, like these you know, Jeeps or whatever. And they're, like, just pissed off because I'm going so slow. I'm like, hey, this thing's gonna like flip over or something, you know? So it's so crazy how a car makes a huge difference of what, you know, in the snow, what you drive is it's crazy. So, but yeah, I wanted to stay home at all times. So if I got a chance to go to the store on a really good day, I would be like a chipmunk. I would stack up everything. So I'm the guy going to the store getting all the milk, cereal. Like, hey, I ain't going anywhere. Like, I'm staying home where I feel safe and I don't have to be out there in the snow, get stuck. Because you would see that. People get stuck all the time, you know?
Oh, no.
And,
I like to be out there and just cruise, maybe, just to check it out and see how. Obviously not when it's icy, because.
Oh, yeah, that's That's a different. That's a
ICE
different
is a
right
different
there.
Story. That's a different story. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
There's no 4x4 going through ICE at all. That black ICE, like 3 years ago, there was on I-70 out in the Missouri. It was probably like 30 minutes from where I live. That's when they had a very bad pile up, and I think that winter there was like people dying. I mean,
are you serious?
There was,
wow.
Yeah, there was on one of the highways. So the plows go by the highway and they pile up on the side of the highway. They pile up the snow, right? It just
yes.
piled up.
Yep.
Well, one car was going through a curb, and it lost traction, and it all that snow was, it acted as a ramp, and they actually landed on the highway below. And like two
Are
people
you
died.
Kidding me? Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. And stories are true, man.
You
gotta be super careful.
No, I bet. I seen so many different things where, you know, accidents. I never really seen like people inside the cars or nothing, but I've seen accidents in Cleveland of same thing. People, it's just sometimes people drive reckless, and not only that, but they don't
that
the condition of their cars.
They act like that it's not snowing out there. Sometimes even in the rain, there's accidents. There's like people. I mean, like, people don't help neither, like.
Yeah.
But whatever.
No, yeah, it's crazy. So I'm glad I got back to California, and I'm going to state that I don't mind any. Like, here, it'll snow one time a year, because it's in the high desert. So I got Big Bear, and I've heard of Big Bear, California. Big Bear, it's mountains, right? So, I'm like 30 minutes away from Big Bear, so you'll get down here, you'll get some snow maybe
yes,
one
actually,
time a year.
I've heard it.
Big
yeah.
Bear. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of YouTubers.
Yeah,
out there.
Yep. They do ski resorts, and there's a bunch of ski resorts and different, like, there's a Big Bear Lake. And then it's a pretty fun area, but as far as like the, as far as like the snow, like I'm not like, maybe because I had that bad experience with the car. First year in Cleveland, I went up, I slid down my driveway, the driveway of the apartment complex I was at, and I ended up on top of a curb. So I was just grateful that there was no cars passing by, like, that would have hit me. I couldn't control it. The car just slid, and it completely went up a curb and completely destroyed the bottom end of the car. So I had to, like, get it repaired and everything. But it was my fault because everybody told me, you got to put all-season tires. So coming from California, I had the car here. I'm like, oh, it's a 98 Civic, and it had, like, tiny tires, had wheels and everything. You know, nothing too crazy, but just little – it wasn't no all-season tires. It was just, like, you know, very low-profile tires. And I should have listened. So I'm like, yeah, I'll be okay. You know, right? First time it snowed, I went down that hill. I'm like, are you kidding me? So
it makes
a
difference.
Oh, it does. Huge difference. Huge difference on that. All right. Well, I got everything here set, Alvaro. So I'll call you Al. Sorry, called you Alvaro. I'll read this 90-second voice verification. This is, once again, for your protection. It's going to outline everything that we're going to do for you. You're going to get your terms and conditions, your onboarding, everything, your welcome email. If there's anything you don't understand with this voice verification, let me know. Hey, Chris, can you re-explain that to me so that way it makes sense for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Dino Heating and Cooling.
Thank you. Please state your name and the title within your business.
Alvaro Ortiz, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right, and then are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay, so it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or text messages from Local Splash when necessary?
Yes.
Okay. Now it says, as a result of increased visibility, you please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So I provided you the security question. So if they say, hey, we're Local Splash, we need X, Y, and Z information or whatever, we have a security question, which is, you know, the city you were born in and El Paso. So, you know, anybody in our company has access to that, so you know it's coming from us and not a different company that's, you know, unrelated to us. So just, you know, we do that. And then also, for your Google Business Profile, right? So Google might ask for a few things, right? You already have your Google Business Profile already in, but once again, they might ask for a couple of things, maybe business license, proof of insurance, or maybe pictures of your work van or something like that. So are you okay with providing that information for Google to get that unsuspended?
Yes, I'm okay with that.
No. Okay, got it. Now, so we do got you at a discounted rate. So what we're including is the first initial payment would be $398 and then $299 every month after that. You can discontinue your agreement at any time. All you would have to do is call client support. And that 877 number that I texted over to you, that's our number. My extension, if you need to get a hold of me for whatever reason, you have my, I text it to you. I'll text it to you right now again. So it's the same number. It's the 877 number. All that you would have to do is, type in my extension, which is the 247. Mm-hmm. So you can get a hold of me at any time. If I don't answer, or text message, however you feel comfortable, right? You saw that I was able to respond to your text message fairly quickly.
Yes.
So you can do that, or if I don't respond or whatever, I might be on the phone call with someone, but I'll reach back to you as quickly as possible. One thing I do want to let you know, Al, is that I'm not a technician, okay? So so as far as, like, you know, technical stuff, you know, we do have our own department of, you know, guys that really do all the programming. I know everything about the program for the most part and how it works, but as far as the actual work being the technical aspect of things, I'm not able to do that for you, just so you know, right? I don't want you to get upset and say, hey, Chris, why don't you do this, right?
sure.
So just want to put that out there. So then we got your confirmed onboarding call. That's going to be, once again, at 12 noon. The only thing we do is need to secure the payment. So I don't know if you like to use a Visa, MasterCard, American Express to secure this.
I will use a MasterCard.
Okay, sounds good. So then if you read it, I'll read it back to you for accuracy, and then you'll receive your terms and conditions or invoice, and then your welcome email, and then you already received that onboarding call invitation for later on this, I would just call it noon.
Actually, I'm going to use a Visa.
Sure, that's not a problem.
It is. Oh, but no, man.
You can always change it whenever you like, if you like. So,
okay. No, I'm going to use a MasterCard because that's
okay,
that way
sure.
I can add
no
it
worries.
To the. What's it called? It is. So it's a MasterCard, and the number is 5348 7200 0232
1515
Okay. Expiration date is 0530
30, okay.
And the code is 052
Okay, sounds good. And then, once again, that security question's in place. So, you know, if anybody else calls you, you know, just because it's happened, it doesn't happen very often, but there's companies out there that are just, you know, way out there. Give me 1 second. Why does it say that? Give me 1 second. Oh, I think I know what it is. Give me 1 second. The system sometimes with the address, we have to put it exactly how it's on Google. All right, let me try that. All right. All right, so I got May 2030 052, right, is the security code. Is that
052 is the code, and expiration date is 0530.
005, so May 30, okay. For some reason, it's saying, okay, yeah, I just blocked out the card. All right, can you repeat that card again? For some reason, it says invalid account or something like that. It's weird.
Okay. Card number is 5348.
Okay.
7200.
Mm-hmm.
0132-1515.
1515. Okay, give me 1 second. I'll update that. And then see if that's good to go. Now that I remember my ex-wife, and my daughter, because my daughter lives with her ex-wife, she actually mm-hmm. went to Kansas, not too long ago to visit one of her friends. I guess there was a Great Wolf Lodge out there. I'm not quite sure what part of Kansas it was.
Oh, that's like 12 minutes from where I live. Yeah.
Oh, okay. There you go. So, well, they stayed at a Great Wolf Lodge, and then they went to like a couple little coffee shops around there. It's like, she told me it's like a mm-hmm. cute little town. And then I'm like, you know, in my head, I'm like, Kansas? Like, it's like, yeah, I guess one of her friends moved out there, that lived in California, and that's where they stayed. And then, you know, she's like, I liked it, Dad. I'm like, well, if you like that, then, you know, if I move anywhere else, then that's a good sign right there. Cause, you know, that's what I want to do. Like, I think it's just moving to somewhere. Even where I live now, it's good. But, I mean, just this property that I bought, it's expensive. I mean, you're still in California. So if I'm able to sell this property and then buy something else somewhere else where it's just nice and calm, then that's something that I want to do. I you know, it's just California taxes are ridiculous. Just in general, it's just, I don't know. I guess you pay for the weather, but the weather, honestly, I don't care so much about the weather anymore. You know, it's just, it's not a thing that I'm willing to pay thousands and thousands of dollars for. It more people are leaving California than actually moving in. That's the crazy part. That's when it just tells you that it's time to go here soon. I'm just waiting a few more years, 7 more years, and then I'll build enough equity and then just leave. I can't much for California.
Facts. You got to make a living too.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, I'm happy here. You know, they pay me a month, which is good, like once a month. I've been here for 7 years, so I started here in 2018. I love it. We work from home, which is a huge plus. And I've been working from home for a long time now, even before this position. But it's just, yeah, I just feel like it's, I don't know. If I work from home and I could do it somewhere else where it's, you know, like cheaper, and then you're able to, your money can go longer. It makes sense. Like, that to me is a super win. Instead of me having to pay, you know, expensive mortgage and like taxes and it's crazy. I was even looking at Nevada or something like that, you know, cause they don't have a lot of taxes. I know mm-hmm. Texas doesn't have any, like, I don't know if it's property tax that they don't have or something like that. I'm not quite sure what it is.
Yeah. Some taxes are like super cheap out there.
Mm-hmm. So it's much better off to be out there than here. So that's one thing I was like looking at. It's crazy. All right. So Al, I pretty much got everything. I heavily notated your account. One of the things that I just want to recommend, this is just my recommendation to you, is once you do get your Google Business profile up and running, you know, to get as many reviews as possible, there's a couple companies that are ranking on that first page of Google that we would 100% be able to outperform. And the reason we're going to be able to do that, one of the key factors is getting you, those reviews online, right? And I feel like that's going to be huge. Especially when you're trying to get new business in. You know, you got companies like Keller Heating. I don't know if you know those guys. Keller Heating and Cooling, they're on the first page. These guys only have about 31 reviews. So I know if you can get reviews even from friends and family, Google's not going to go in there and just say, hey, well, this person's not a real customer. But if you've done small jobs for friends and family, then they can leave you a quick mm-hmm. review. Even your friends at, you know, like you go watch, you know, football on Sunday, have a couple of brews and just say, hey, leave me a review. That'll help out too. Yeah. There's another company too that we're going to be able to outrank. You got, Gutneck. I don't know how you pronounce it. Heating and Cooling. They're at 3.511 reviews. These guys are getting booted out for sure. So there's definitely a lot of room for getting you optimized there. And then the last company that is going to get booted out here, there's two. There's Keegan, and then there's another company called Expert Air Comfort Solutions. Those are going to get booted out for her soon. I know for a fact. One of them doesn't even have a website, and that's going to be a key component to getting them out of the first page. So, and then there's someone that just permanently closed. That's sad. You got Welker Heating and Cooling. So I'm able to look at what companies are listed there in your area. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Google reviews are super important. And then another thing that I also recommend is to get as many pictures as possible on your Google Business profile and then on your on your website. I mean, just because people are visual, that also, you know, gets people's attention and so forth, right? So that's one thing I always recommend for my clients. So we're all set here, Al. Thank you for giving me the time out of your day and speaking with me. I know we spent a little bit of time on the phone. So, you know, if you have any questions, concerns, feel free to always reach out. But we have the client onboarding call at 12, and then, you know, we'll go from there. We'll get things started.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
Sounds good, Chris. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I'm going to keep in touch with you, man. You have like a very nonchalant kind of like style, you know what I mean? So you're the type of guy who would be able to have I'm huge on, I'm not, I know you're recording line, but I'm just going to say brew. I'm huge on brew, I love it. Like, that's what I do on the weekends. You know, I just relax, like watching my football, like watching my sports, and, you know, even with my dad. Like, my dad's an old school Mexican. You know, he's always talking about like sports, and we watch soccer because he's huge on soccer too. Like, he's Mexican soccer. Well, any soccer in general. He doesn't care who's playing; he's watching it.
Oh really? Soccer is something that I really don't. I don't know. I just haven't watched a lot of sports. I just like to have fun, and I like to have people over, and, you know, have a few beers and karaoke, and just to have fun. You know, do things with like couples, and just have food and drink and joke around and play loteria or.
That's what I miss, Al, to be honest with you, man. I'm all like, me and my wife, we're all alone now. Like, we're just, all our family's in Orange County, so it's an hour and a half away. So that's when we had our condo over there in Orange County. Mm-hmm. It was like we would have that every weekend, and that's one of the things I kid you not, I do miss, where we have family and friends coming over all the time, and we're able to host parties and have barbecues and everything. And, you know, it's just the thing is, like, you know, people don't want to drive an hour and a half to have, you know, you see what I mean? Like, they're like, you know, that's the thing that I miss, but man.
Yeah. So I'm almost 40 and I'm slowing down a lot, but man, when in my middle 30s, we had, I don't know, parties Friday, Saturday, and menudo on Sunday, and
that sounds so good.
I started parties till like 4 a.m. and I had to be at work at 6. That's screw it.
Oh my goodness. That sounds like my type of fun, man. It really does.
I could party hard because my supervisor, when I used to work at a plant, mm-hmm. he was just like, Al, you're not that, he was younger than me. He's like, oh, you can't do that much. It was like coffee on one hand and a Monster on another. It's like, I don't care. I'll go. And I would get off at 2:30 anyway, so I'd go take a nap or whatever. And then friends would say, hey, what are we doing today? I'm like, I don't know. I was like, well, you got me outside. I was like, bet.
Nice.
It was all over again. Oh, yeah. We entertained a lot. I mean, sometimes it was like 8 couples at one time, and we're just
that's what I'm all about, man. And you're right. As I get older, I'm in my early 40s, right? So as I get older, like, one of the things that's important to me, it's like, you know, I don't get as crazy as possible, but I like to entertain. I like to. That's mm-hmm. one of the things when we got the house in May here, and the very first thing that I did, as you know, like buying the house, is the patio, like the backyard, right? Oh, so yeah. I went crazy. I got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 pyramid patio heaters. I got four fire pits. I got the TV out there. I got, you know, just like chairs and tables, and I hooked it up really nice, you know. So
that's cool.
Because I and then huge barbecue, and that's what I like to do. But it's like why? And my wife's like, why are you doing this, Chris? You know that not a lot of people are going to be coming over as they used to. I'm like, yeah, but I just like, I don't know, just even if it's by myself out there, you know, like, and that's, you know, that's one of the things that I love is just having a good time with friends and family and, or, you know, having barbecues and, you know, a little carnita here and there, you know, like 2 weeks ago, my dad came over, he made carnita.
Hey, you better have it and not need it and need it and not have it.
Exactly. That's what I told my wife. I'm like, hey, you know, sooner or later, people are going to start, you know, coming through. They could sleep over. I mean, we got more than enough space. It's just me and you. We got four-bedroom house. Like, we're occupying one room. The other rooms are not being occupied. So, like, you know, if the people want to stay over, they stay over. And they did for the housewarming party. But I want to start having that more and more, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's like my next-door neighbor, we pull out the black stones and we make tacos and – and that's how we met the other guys from the other street. It's like, hey, come over and have a beer. And it's like, what are you guys doing? It's like, oh, we're just making tacos. And everybody here knows us as the people that we're always eating out. It's like, because it could be a Tuesday and the weather is nice. And it's like, hey, you guys doing like tacos? I'm like, who's up there in KCK and stop at the carniceria and what do you guys have? And like, we have onion and cilantro and tortillas. Like, all right, bet. Then we got the meat. So it's always like that. It's like, but I actually kind of slow down because, man, if it's not the neighbors, like on the other street is my next door neighbor, and we could actually have a cookout every day of the week.
Yeah.
If it was for them, it would be party all week long, man.
Yeah.
For sure.
You're right. As you get older, it's just like you want some bit of rest sometimes because, you know, I hear you, man. I hear you. So every so often is good, but not too much, you know.
There's a limit.
There's a limit. Exactly.
And now that I'm trying to, you know, run a business, it's even harder. So I try to slow down on the beer too, a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And the tequila and...
No, it takes a toll, man. We're not made like our back in our 20s, even early 30s. I mean, you could just, like you said, you could run off coffee, Monster, whatever, even a couple hours of sleep. Now, like if you party too hardy, you're paying for it for the next couple of days.
Now you appreciate waking up without a hangover.
Exactly, you're like,
like, man, this feels good.
Yeah, no, it's true. Los, como dice, my dad's saying, los años no pasan en balde. Like, you know. That's true, man. So, crazy, man.
Yeah.
Well, man, it was awesome talking to you, Al. So, we got that call going on later on today. If anything happens.
It took me some time to decide, man, but that Google profile and verification is actually a selling point for me, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready. I'm ready for this nightmare to get over with and find all the help that I need.
Absolutely. So we'll be here for every step of the way. You know what I mean. So if there's anything that happens, always reach out and I got you covered. Right. Just as long as it's, you know, like things that you need and want, I can definitely steer you in the right direction and get you the right person that can take care of you. So. Thank you for giving me the opportunity, but we'll definitely be in touch. Thank you for the conversation. It's been great, man. You kind of made my Friday, man. I usually talk to people that are just very, I don't know. you can't relate to certain people. You see what I mean? So with you, obviously you're Latino. You can relate, talk about brews and carne asada and then sports and boxing. That's good. So that was a good conversation.
Whenever, man. You got my number.
Absolutely, man. I definitely hit you up if I'm heading that way.
All right, man. Have a good one.
You as well. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks. No.
Okay, bye-bye.